Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 385 for Monday, May 11th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower in cautious trading Monday morning as traders staked out positions ahead of the release of the USDA monthly crop report, which is due out tomorrow. ICE canola was generally 50 to 60 cents lower, with the most active July contract checking in at $457.40 per ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly stronger compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international marketplace. Soybeans were also mixed this morning, with some weakness showing in the near-term contracts, which undermined the canola market. Large world supplies of soybeans were also bearish for prices. However, canola is testing key resistance on the price chart. Farmers are reluctant sellers right now as they focus on field work and seeding. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and soy oil were all firmer, which lent support to the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 cents lower on technical trading, with the July contract checking in at $9.72 a bushel. There is speculation China may begin to order more U.S. supplies of soybeans after the government cut the interest rate over there. This may free up loan money for groups wishing to stock up on U.S. oil seeds. Unfortunately, the weather has been ideal for farmers in Argentina who are beginning their harvest of soybeans this week. Planting progress in the States is expected to be 25 to 30% complete. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.61 per bushel. Planting progress in the U.S. is expected to be near 75 to 80% complete through Sunday, where this compares to just 55% complete last week. Planting weather in the U.S. has been ideal for farmers. Even the Mississippi Delta, which was waterlogged for several weeks, is beginning to dry out. Wheat was 3 to 4 cents lower, with a July contract checking in at $4.77 a bushel. The wheat futures were lower as rain fell in the U.S. southern plains, where the moisture was badly needed. Rain fell both on the newly planted spring wheat crop in the north and the hard red winter wheat crop in the south. The market was also lower on some technical weakness and expectations for another dismal week of export inspections. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, May 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.